Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back to late great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not great, and certainly not late. Not yet, anyway. I'm glad you're here. Doug Stiles is not late either. He's right on time. And our good friend, he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, professor of accounting at Monmouth University. And I won't say all the other things because some of them may not even be quite legal. Thanks, Doug, again for being here. I never know what he's doing when he's in Utah and South Carolina. He says he's teaching classes, but I don't know for sure. Doug, what are some other things that we need to know about complying with the IRS?
Yeah, okay. Interesting question. Is number one, always respond to the IRS. It's amazing to me, and people that I know at the IRS say, we write to people, we contact businesses, and they don't even bother to call us back. Now, it's frustrating. You can't really call them. They put you on hold. You've heard about that. But you need to respond to every piece of correspondence. However, very important restriction here. Don't do it yourself. Get some help.
Absolutely.
I always tell people, if
we get it in, we open it, we go straight to our CPA,
yep,
and say, handle this.
Yep.
Send me a bill.
Yeah, the analogy I give you, you get pulled over by a cop somewhere today, and you have to appear in court. You going yourself? I hope not. You really need to spend some money and go with an attorney, because you may wind up in jail. IRS doesn't have to read you Miranda rights. They can literally put you through the strainer and take you apart. Or if they show up at your business, somebody shows up, alleges they're from the IRS, first of all, insists that you see their ID, walk them with you to your copy machine and make a copy of their ID. They won't let you take it, but they'll walk with you to the copy machine. If they don't, call your local police and have them thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them come in and tell you they're there, close your business. Thank you very much. I need to contact my local police and make sure you say you are. And incidentally, when they ever come for any kind of a seizure,
have you had clients that have had that happen?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shouldn't admit it, but I have. Mm-hmm. We're here to close your business. They always come in pairs.
What would cause them to do that?
That you haven't paid any tax for long time.
Okay.
Notably, payroll taxes. Jim,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
First place they'll shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you owe a bunch of payroll taxes, then you need some help. You need to get somebody to go to the IRS for you. But
right.
Point is they're a pretty powerful agency. They take a lot of flack, and I could criticize them for the rest
their
of the day.
Their enforcement people carry weapons,
yeah,
by the way.
That's the people that they're going out on a drug bust or something.
No. I know people. I don't know if they still do, but I knew guys in the old days that would shut you down. They were armed.
That's what we call the CID. They're the enforcers. They're not coming to look at your books and records. They're coming.
Let me quickly say, I was not on the business end of that. He was a friend of mine. So thank God.
Yeah, but the point is they're serious about their stuff, and if they send you an absolutely frivolous letter, Don't take them on. Get somebody.
Here's what's maddening for small business owners, Doug, and you know this because you've gotten a million of these probably. Is you think you're done with them? You think you completely filed your return, you paid everything, and it seems like there are times when you're never done with them. There's always another letter that says you owe $329 or blah blah blah, and it there are times when it just feels like you can never get just paying your bills and filing your returns is not enough. They keep taking another bite at you. It feels like that, doesn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's frustrating because they'll send you letters.
Because then you can't talk to anybody. There's nobody you talk to.
Nope. You call up and the computers are down, or you're on hold for an hour and a half, whatever. And I have clients that get crazy with me. Gee, Doug, can't you just call the IRS and call them off? Don't you have a red telephone that you can pick up and get directly? No. Can you email them? No. They're, quote, working on that. It's very frustrating. I'll tell you, that's why I don't have any hair left, is because I've worked with the IRS for 40-some years. But the point is they are serious. They've got a job to do, a difficult job.
But they used to be, but see, Doug, there was a time when you could talk to a decision maker either in or near your town. He or she worked in an office.
Right.
And there was a decision maker. There was a manager who could drop the gavel on something, and whatever they said, that's what they stuck with.
Right, not anymore.
I mean, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, just like the telephone company. You go try to go see somebody in the telephone company, forget it. It's the world of the bureaucracy or any other governmental agency is the same deal. No decision makers. And now I'm going to be a little blunt. Is most businesses, the problem that we have, the problem that keeps you and me in business, is people just simply will not make a decision.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly true. Hey, Doug, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. As always, great information. Good job today. Come back soon.
Have a great summer.
Doug Stives, ladies and gentlemen, he's we won't do without Doug as long as he'll keep coming back. He always makes us smarter, and we'll see him another day real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.